The U.S. pauses bomb shipments to Israel. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A senior Biden administration official says the U.S. stopped shipping bombs last week as a signal of its opposition to an invasion of Rafah.
As a matter of course, the administration won't comment on specific sales and transfers of weapons, National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says, but tells reporters,
our commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that commitment has been demonstrated again and again since October 7th, but that President Biden also wants to see civilian lives in Gaza protected. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Biden administration began reviewing future transfers of military assistance in April as Israel refused to drop plans for an invasion of Rafah. More than 1 million civilians live and shelter in that town. Former President Trump squirmed and scowled as Stormy Daniels testified in his hush money trial Tuesday. She told jurors in graphic terms about the sex she says they had nearly 20 years ago that allegedly led to the hush money payment. Former President Trump denies the affair and the payment. Meantime, the judge in the former president's classified documents case postpones the start date indefinitely. Extensive damage reported after multiple tornadoes touched down in southwestern Michigan Tuesday.
I've never seen something like this ever happen.
I was sleeping and then like everything was just shaking really bad.
And those men live in a mobile home park near Portage, one of the hardest hit areas. Tornadoes demolished homes and downed trees, one twister destroying a FedEx building. It's the second night of severe weather in the Midwest after tornado warnings were stretching from Michigan to Kentucky on Tuesday. And the night before, deadly tornadoes caused catastrophic damage in Oklahoma. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Police break up pro-Palestinian encampments at the University of Chicago.
The university president, Paul Olivisatos, says attempts were made to negotiate with the protesters, but ultimately, he said essentially their demands were unreasonable. Part of the statement from the president of the university says, we cannot enable an environment where the expression of some dominates and disrupts the healthy functioning of the community for the rest. So before 4 a.m., university police arrived here at the quadrangle where the encampment was, and they started pulling down the tents, taking away the plywood. The students had done some makeshift shields that they had here. All of that stuff was hauled away before the quadrangle was reopened.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Other protests continuing across the U.S., among them demonstrations on the streets of Atlanta. Republican infighting. House Speaker Mike Johnson's future is still up for debate as Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene continues to threaten his tenure with a motion to vacate.
Still no action or even a timeline over this motion to vacate. This afternoon, Speaker Johnson met with Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, and Paul Gosar for nearly 2 hours. They want the speaker to implement something known as the Hastert Rule by only putting bills on the floor that have support from the majority of the majority. They also do not want any more Ukraine funding. They want a defund special counsels like Jack Smith. And they're also demanding that Johnson pass a government funding bill before Election Day that enacts a 1% spending cut across the board.
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. People buying tickets online for concerts, sporting events, and other events in Minnesota will be guaranteed more transparency and protection under the so-called Taylor Swift bill. Governor Tim Walz signed that into law on Tuesday. And stock futures down lower at this moment after closing higher on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.